Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. We thank you for your presence in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for being with us from morning till now. Thank you for your help and your support and your strength that come from you, O God, that you enable us to achieve a lot of things, O God. Thank you for the victory, the good health, answer prayers, the miracles, O God, the provision, the support, the inspiration, the leading of yours in our life. We magnify, Lord. We adore you, O God. Continue to lead us and guide us to continue to serve you, Lord. I pray for all my brethren here and all our brethren, our church members, workers, elders, pastors, leaders, and what each and every one of us with the Holy Spirit, and use us mightily for your glory, O God, to go on and preach your word and evangelize and do the ministry faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, to protect us from this COVID-19 and also protect us from the vaccine. I pray that no one will be forced to take the vaccine, O God, against our will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, to protect us and guide us. Protect all the workers and the members. Protect us from the work of devil. Protect us from persecution. Protect us from sicknesses and accidents and mishaps. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray. Also, Lord, blessing upon each and every family, that every family will shine for you to bring the gospel to the people around them. Oh God, I pray for each and every one of us to be obedient to your word, that we will express the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, generosity, humility, oh God, that people will see Christ's attitude in our lives. Oh God, I pray that you fill us with the Holy Ghost and you give us the spiritual gifts that we need, oh God, to serve you. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. Lord, gift of healing, gift of faith, administration, gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever talents and gifts we need your church. Lead us and fill us so that we can serve in a better way. Grant us favor, Lord, in every place that you plant your church, here in UAE, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Sri Lanka, in India, in Philippines, in Sierra Leone, in Malawi, in Australia, in USA. Lord, we pray, strengthen all the parts of your body in this church, in the name of Jesus. I pray for favor from you, from the governments, prosperity of all these places, so we too will prosper. I pray, O God, Lord, whatever our needs of logistic needs and documentations and paper, you will provide. Thank you for being with us in the past. And we trust even today that you will continue to provide for us, to give us, to help us, to support us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the opportunities that you give us to preach your word, O God. Anoint all the ministries of the church, the ministry of evangelism, the ministry of planting Bible studies, the ministry of watchmen and washwomen who are praying and fasting and watching, O Lord, to fulfill the word of yours. Bless also the ministry of also translation, publication, the audio messages, the written messages, O God, in different language, anoint and use mightily for your glory. I pray also, God, bless the church school and lead us to raise up our children in the fear of yours. O God, watch over us. Bless this worship. Bless all the items of this worship. Bless the songs, the prayers, the giving, O Lord. Bless the message, O God. This recording, anoint it and use it. Let it be reaching those far away from you, those who are waiting for your word, to the each and every part and member, family, members, congregation of the church. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us rejoice. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. God, we continue to rejoice in you in all our circumstances. Thank you, Lord, and we give you thanks. Give thanks in all circumstances, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. You are a true God. Thank you for your protection, for your guidance, for your help, for your support. We magnify your name. We adore you. We worship you. Speak to us your word and direct us with your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord and our vows. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for all what you give us, provide for us. Thank you for our brethren who come with their lives to bring to you what is belong to you, O God. Look up from heaven, O God, and open the floodgates and bless your people and rebuke the devil in their life and pour out so much blessing, O Lord, and let every nation know that we are your people. Use this money, multiply it to reach the lost. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today to speak about faith and deeds and continue to speak about the life of Abraham, how his faith was going along his deeds, as we have read in James. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou, by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Lord, anoint my lips, and direct your message according to your will. Let it be a fruit of righteousness, fruit of new souls, and good work of yours to continue in the life of your church and your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Speaking about the works of Abraham that accompanied his faith in God, we learn today lessons, and we need to apply these lessons in our lives. Our faith should be accompanied by actions that show that we are linked in faith with Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's read Genesis 14 and let us come out with these lessons. Let's read. We read today from verse 1 to verse 16. And the first lesson we learn that Abraham showed compassion and mercy toward Lot, and translate this compassion and mercy into action when he heard that Lot was taken captive by the enemy, and he went out to save him. Let's read. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arius, king of Elasar, Kedor Lomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinar, king of Adma, and Shemeber, king of Zeboim, and the cave of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, which is the South Sea. 12 years they served Kedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Kedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims in Ashtaroth, Karnaim, and the Zusim in Ham, and the Emins in Shabi Kiriathim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir unto Ilparan, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Enmishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites. and also the Amorites that dwell in Hazizunah Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adma, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar. And they join battle, and them in the vale of Sidim, with Kedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, king of nation, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Aryuch, king of Elessar, four kings with five. And the vale of Sidim was full of slim pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fled there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Ishku and brother of Anir. And these were confederate with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, both in his own house, 318, and pursued him unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Huba, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. From the passage that we have read, we can see clearly in verses 1 to 10 how this war started between the four kings against the five kings. The outcome of the war, as we read, was the following. And the king of the, as in verse 10 to verse 12, and the kings of the Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Now here we can see clearly that Lot has no plan to get involved in a war, and he did not plan to do such. But what was his fault in all of that? That his goods was taken, and he and his family got captives, in that his wrong attitude when he was against Abraham, and in taking wrong decision to move away from Abraham and live in Sodom. Such decision and wrong step that came from his pride, ungratefulness, and unfaithfulness made him liable to destruction. So here you can learn that your action that comes from faith that contradicts to the faith that we learn from the Bible will make you liable to troubles and destruction, because what you sow is what you reap. Lot decided to leave Abraham, that's what he saw. No, that's what he is reaping now. And destruction. Be not be deceived. Galatians 6:7-8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So let us take heed of this story, and what had happened to Lot, how he lost his goods and was put into troubles when deviate his course from what God had ordained to him to go through. Why such destruction had happened unto Lot? Because as it is written and the promise to Abraham by the Lord, and Lot knew it beforehand. Genesis 12 verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So here Lot, when he quarreled with Abraham, as if he was cursing Abraham, and his departure was part of that curse, that finally ended Lot to be attacked by the invaders, and was looted and got captive, he and his family. So those who oppose us and quarrel with us and leave the church as if they are cursing us, although we love them and we wish them good, we grieve for them leaving us and the right way of life. But finally, in spite of all that will be, in spite of all that, they'll be receiving the curse by the Lord if they will not repent. As well as we learn from this story, what we learn more? The right faith of Abraham and how his action confirmed that his faith in what he did. Abraham was full of compassion when he heard the story of what had happened to Lot, his nephew, in verse 13. And there came one that had escaped and taught Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and a brother of Anir, and these were confederate with Abraham. As we read here, finally the news reached Abraham, who was staying in the same place that he chose after the quarrel started between his herdmen and the herdmen of Lot. Abraham's place, although was not externally beautiful as the place of Sodom that Lot chose, but was a safe place. As well as we have read, Abraham in that place, in the place that God put him, he was in good relationship and in confederate with people who are prepared by God to be of help and a blessing to him. So here we need to be very careful and attentive to the Holy Spirit, to move by him and to dwell in the place that he wants us to stay, so that we will be always at safety, amen, under God's direction and well provided, and we'll be protected by the setup that God placed us in. The meaning of Abraham, the Hebrew, in verse 13, the word Hebrew means a sojourner. And that's true of Abraham, that he was a sojourner on earth and moving in the direction that God was guiding him through. In the same way, we need to live and behave on earth as Hebrews, to sojourn and move in the direction that God is needing us to move, and settle and live in the places that he wants us to settle, while we are waiting for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come and take us with him to heaven. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 and 21 we read, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Genesis 4, verse 14, we read, and when Abraham heard that his brother was captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. You see here the faith and action of Abraham. When he heard about Lot, he had compassion about him. And indeed Abraham considered Lot as a brother equal to him, and not as nephew, whom he raised and cared for over the years. This attitude of Abraham is a great challenge for us today, to behave in like manner to those who oppose us, trouble us, and those who leave the church and the right way of life and went away doing their own will. Abraham, when he heard of what had happened to Lot, he moved with compassion to go forward in order to rescue and save Lot and his family. These now the actions that God would expect from us to go on and move in order to go and rescue those whom the curse had fallen them and are bitten by the devil, that we need to go and move forward with all what the Lord had provided for us to go on and rescue them who are in trouble. We do that in following the example of Abram, who moved his trained servants born in his house, 318, and pursued him in order to rescue Lot. We are called to do the same, as we are admonished with God's word. In the book of Jude, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and to eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, putting them out of the fire, hating even the garments spoiled by the flesh. And in James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, brethren, if any one of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. That is in James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Genesis 14, 15. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them into Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. God gave Abraham a strategy how to go and fight to deliver his brother Lot from the hand of the enemy and save his life. In Genesis 14, verse 16, he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. God gave Abraham victory as his heart knit with the heart and the compassion of God. Let us now come to the Lord, and let us allow the Holy Spirit to examine us and to show us the wrong attitude and the wrong behavior that God wants us to repent from. Let us renounce hatred, anger, grudges, revenge, vengeance, and unforgiveness toward those who oppose us, trouble us, and left us. Let us come to God with a pure and loving heart and good feeling toward sinners who are lost with their sins and their wrongdoings. Let us have compassion on them, as we saw in the example of Abraham and in the example of Jesus, of how he responded when he saw the crowds. Let's read Matthew 9, verse 36 to 38. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send both, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. Jesus wants us to raise us as workers in his vineyard to go and harvest a new soul and bring them into his barn to be saved. Jesus wants us to arise and go, let's all stand, and make disciples and baptize them as he commanded us in the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and the good example of Father Abraham, who forgave his nephew Lot and considered him a brother. And when he hear he's in trouble, he went forward to help him. Even Lot was a troublemaker for Abraham for a certain period. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we continue to save you. We continue to do the work. We continue to have compassion on sinners, those backsliders, and those who are defected from your church and went away. I pray that we move forward to help them in time of their distress. O God, knit our heart with you today. O God, use us to save people, to snatch people from fire, to convert them from their wrongdoing and sin. Lord, take your word and separate it. Let be fruit, raise up workers, servants of yours, in different places, that this message will go. Bring revival. Bring new souls into your kingdom. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.